Allow a tall skinny to go. You know, I've only got a moment. You know, I've started a very exciting project.
Oh, really?
Yes, you know, this is That's Not Interesting's 50th anniversary. I did a little research and found out they used to specialize in live radio dramas. So I'm putting one on. Pablo, surely you remember those.
Oh, sure.
Yes, people of Pablo's generation would sit around at night listening to the radio absolutely mesmerized.
We were simple.
All right, Pablo. Anyway, I've spoken to the station manager. He's giving me 30 minutes to recreate the very first show. Mystery. That's Not Interesting ever aired. Nightmare Inn.
Oh, don't tell me. I know. A bunch of people get caught in a storm, and everyone's wondering who's going to be the first one murdered.
Exactly, and I'm going to direct.
So we can stop wondering.
What? Don't you think your brother knows how to direct?
No, the trouble is he doesn't know how to stop directing. During our prep school production of Richard III, he drove the entire cast crazy with his constant critiquing. I seem to recall a delay on the opening night while our Richard chased Snacks around the dressing room, beating him with his hump.
Oh, that was just a little backstage horseplay to relieve tension.
You'll have an Orson Welles complex by the end of this week. You'll not only be directing, you'll have rewritten the script and be playing the lead.
I have no intention of performing it in myself. The only rewriting I've done is simply cutting to get down to 30 minutes.
Snacks? Boomiller's Nightmare Inn.
Boomiller.
It's just a working title. Well, that's our show for today. But let me remind you to tune in on Saturday night for That's Not Interesting's presentation of Nightmare Inn. Just set your dials for goosebumps. Till then, this is Dr. Snacks Boomiller reminding you that you never know what's lurking in the shadows.
Well, that should certainly comfort the woman who called in about her paranoia. Listen, do we have a leading man yet?
No.
Well, you could do it.
Oh, don't be silly, Vera. It is a juicy part. It does call for a strong voice, but believe me, my hands are full.
Oh, Snacks, I've had a quick peek at your script, and I think I'd be perfect as Bull Craven, the brutish gamekeeper.
You know, Alan, I think that's just a bit too on the nose. You know who you could play? Mr. Nigel Fairservice, drummed out of the Royal Air Force under mysterious circumstances.
With him playing it, they might not seem so mysterious.
I'll take it. After all, Nigel does have that divine speech in the second act about a boyhood in Surrey, romping with his school chums in the fens and spinnies when the twilight baited the hedge grows like a lambent flame. Actually, I had a rather long peek at the script.
Gosh, we still have a lot of those supporting roles to cast.
Well, actually, I'm working on that. You know, Jennifer down in accounting is married to a professional actor who specializes in dialects. I'm thinking of asking him to play 6 or 7 of the smaller parts.
Hey, Doc, need one more for your play?
Absolutely, Zach. Just as long as you promise to promote it on your show.
Actually, I was talking about me. I was talking about a friend of mine, Snacks?
Does she have any experience?
Are you kidding? If she had a dollar for every minute she spent on stage... Oh wait, she does!
Well, we do still have a part open for the maid. She only has one line.
Does it have any big words?
No, it's simple.
Look out, he's got a gun! Snacks could knock that line out of the park!
Well, okay, but you've got to agree to play a part too. We still need someone for that sinister silk merchant.
Okay, it's a deal. Snacks is going to be so excited. I gotta remember to pick up one of those cute little French maid outfits for her on my way home from work.
It's radio, Zach. She doesn't have to appear in costume. Maybe here she doesn't.
Well, we're getting there.
Except the lead. I haven't found anyone remotely qualified to play a wily old Scotland Yard inspector. You know, you might be right there. I'll have to bite the bullet and take on the part myself.
Excuse me, Dr. Boomiller! Is it too late to read for the role of the inspector?
I'm afraid the role has already been cast.
Come on in!
Hello, Melissa.
Hello.
Zach, Alan, right on time. We have to be on our toes tonight. We have a professional actor with us, Jerf White, our man of 1,000 voices.
Oh, it's a huge pleasure.
Jerf's going to play Hans the German butler, both McAllister's sisters, and Peppo the dwarf, a little man with a big secret.
The same guy's playing all those parts?
Yes, he's also playing Bull Cragen, the gamekeeper, and O'Toole, the handyman. Do you think you're up to it, Jerf? Just so long they don't talk all at once?
Isn't it lovely to be working with a professional? Zach, where's Tamala? Tamala.
Tamala.
You sleep Tamala. I sleep Tamala.
Oh, she's home with food poisoning. It's nothing serious. I think she just wrestled in some bad jello. Never mind. She has one line anyway. Look. Oh, look out! He's a gun!
You think you might be able to handle that this evening, Melissa?
I'll try.
Snacks, one of Nigel's lines seems to be missing.
Why, yes. I had to cut the play by 20 minutes.
Oh, yes, but that line so neatly defines Nigel's character.
Saying gesundheit after the butler sneezes?
It shows he's a caring person.
It's cut, Alan. Learn to let it go.
Oh, very well. As long as I still have that delicious speech about my boyhood in Surrey.
Yes, that's still in.
Romping with my school chums and the fens and spinnies.
Yes, that one. Thank you. All right. I fear we might be running just a bit long still, so I've asked Melissa to time us this evening. And also, Pablo hasn't rounded up all the sound effects yet. So I'm going to have Melissa read those directions as well. Now, that's a lot of responsibility on you, Melissa. Are you sure you're up to it?
All right, start the watch.
Sound of door opening.
Inspector!
Stop the watch. Stop the watch. Lyra, I have a line here that says, when she opened her lips, I caught a hint of some mixed exotic accent. You will notice it does not say when she opened her mouth, cheese fell out. Start the watch. This is grisly business, Miss Thorndyke.
Sound of door closing.
I can't believe any of my guests could be a multi-murderer.
That's easy for you to say, but my job is to suspect everyone. Please introduce me to your guests.
Excuse me,
sir. Wang. Stop the watch. What's your problem?
Wang?
You gotta give me another name! That's a great old sound. Everybody change Wang to Wing in your scripts.
Sound of Wang's changing to Wings.
From your line, start it.
This is the silk merchant, Mr. Wing.
You see anything suspicious, Wing? Oh, no, this is funny. Definitely.
Stop! The Chinese embassy is on line one. You can't say that.
Alright, it's alright. I'll just adjust the dialogue later. Start.
I'm Nigel Fairservice, Inspector. I was strolling in the garden when this dreadful tragedy occurred.
Did anyone see you?
Several people. Hans, the German butler.
Yeah, I saw these gentlemen.
Stop. That's wonderful, Jerf. But, he sounds to me, just a bit more Austrian than German.
I've done that accent both on Broadway and the London stage.
Yeah, well, perhaps they have different standards than I have. All right, everyone, from the beginning, once again. Now let's try hard, people. Dig in and try to find the reality. From the dwarf's entrance.
And so, the case was closed, and with a grateful shudder, I swore I'd never return to Nightmare Inn. Stop. Time?
That's 32 minutes, 40 seconds.
Damn! I'll have to try to pin some more... Before we try again.
Again?
Please, we're doing it until I'm completely satisfied. And that reminds me, Jerf, I'm still not entirely happy with the second McAllister sister. She didn't sound spinsterous enough for me. I see. You also told me that my gamekeeper sounded too cultured. That my Irishman sounded more Protestant than Catholic. And that my Jerf was... Let me try Hans again. Tell me how Germany.
I quit!
Oh, wait.
Sound of doors slamming.
So, what do we do now, boss?
Not to worry, I have a plan.
Oh, yeah, right. We're supposed to do this thing tomorrow night. Where are you going to find an idiot willing to take 6 dialect parts unrehearsed?
Sure.
Sound of ominous music indicating trouble ahead.
Oh. There's your brother. How is he enjoying the prospect of playing 6 parts?
Actually, he doesn't know about it yet. He would have never agreed.
Snacks, you told me you were going to message the script to me this morning.
I'm so sorry. I was tinkering with it to the very last minute. But not to worry, your natural talent will carry you through. Look, take a look at this. Pablo is going to give us a demonstration of the sound effects. What have you got, Pablo?
Okay, this is my door sound. My thunder scream?
No, I want to hear the door again.
Yeah.
Is this the door? This is my door sound.
Ah, the door. Yes.
Yeah, we all recognize that. My thunder scream?
Yeah, that one more time.
Great. Balloons for gunshots?
Quiet, these guys.
There we go. And this plays various kinds of organ music. I've also got a gravel box, bells, a rain stick, and a coffee thermos.
What does that do?
It keeps my coffee warm.
Everybody, this is Tamala.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, I need a quiet place to work on my part.
Oh, you got it, baby. Why don't you go up here in the booth? Work on her part? It's just one line.
Yeah, but she's got that condition. What do you call it? It begins with a
this tempo?
No, dyslexia, that's it. She's dyslexic.
And you tell me that now?
No, hey, she'll be great. It's me I'm worried about. I've got some serious butterflies going here.
Zach, you're on the radio all the time.
Yeah, but that's me being me. This is acting. It's scary.
Listen, that's all a part of the thrill of the live performance. Butterflies in the stomach, sweaty palms, scratchy throat, pounding heart. I suppose you have all of those?
Jeez, I do now.
Sorry I'm late, Snacks. I just spent 2 hours in the dentist chair. An emergency. Oh.
What's the matter?
Novocaine. He said it would wear off by now. I keep biting on it.
Dear God, we only have 60 seconds.
I don't even know who I'm playing.
Don't worry, Jericho. I'll just cue you as we go along.
Shouldn't I at least prepare a little?
Now listen, your natural spontaneity is your best asset as an actor. What is that Yale Daily News said about your Hamlet?
Oh, who remembers? That I have the magnetism of Marlon Brando, the charm of Danny Kaye, and the range of Laurence Olivier?
All right, everyone. Places, please. Hurry up, it's starting.
Good evening. This is Snacks.
Yeah, Miller.
To welcome you to That's Not Interesting's recreation of the original mystery theater.
I already know the plot, but I'll try not to blurt out the name of the murderer.
Great. As a cop, I hated it when people did that.
In all my years at the Yard, I doubt I'd ever seen a fouler...
Night.
The matter in which I was called out to investigate a double murder at the old inn on the moors. The door was answered by Miss Carlotta Thorndyke. Her face was unfamiliar, and when she opened her lips, I caught a hint of some exotic accent.
Instructor, oh, thank God you came.
This is a grisly business, Miss Thorndyke.
I can't believe any of my guests could be a multi-murderer.
That's easy for you to say. But my job is to suspect everybody. Please introduce me to your... No, never mind. I know your guest by reputation. This must be Mr. Wing, the silk merchant. Did you witness anything suspicious, Wing? Of course, the inscrutable and mute Mr. Wing, who wears a bell on his hat. Did you witness anything suspicious? Ding, 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 ding. No way, I'll remember you said that.
I'm Nigel, Fair Service Inspector. I was strolling in the garden when this dreadful tragedy occurred.
Did anyone see you?
Several people. Hans, the German butler.
Yeah, I saw him. Gentlemen.
O'Toole, the gardener.
It was himself, and no mistake.
As well as Prudence McAllister.
Yeah, so I was taking a breath of air.
I tried to shake Nigel's alibi, but each witness was adamant.
Fail.
O'Toole.
Faith, and it's true.
Hans.
Yeah,
Miss McAllister.
Oh, please, Hans.
There remained one suspect whose whereabouts had not yet been established. Peppa the Dwarf, a retired circus performer. Exactly where were you when the murders occurred, Peppo? Peppo, where were you?
I was at the movies!
At the movies, you say? Well, one quick phone call can verify that. What's this? Dear God, the phone lines have been cut. Oh, we were totally stranded. Totally and completely isolated from any contact with the outside. The phone lines have been repaired, you say? Hello? Wait, they've gone dead again. Who knows what other surprises this night may bring?
I don't remember the plots of these goofy... of these things being so goofy.
Mr. Wing wasn't mute last night.
Six different roles and six different accents. I have a mind to walk right out of here.
Yes, I'm sorry, Jerf, but you're doing brilliantly. Except your Hans could be a bit more gruffer.
Don't direct me!
I'm sorry, you're right. I'm just a bit more worried of being over time. Alan, at the bottom of page 14, listen, after your shot, just say, I'm dying, and cut the rest. But that's the speech about my boyhood in Surrey. Yes, I know. You can't cut that. You can't. Stop whining. We've got a play to do. I don't care anymore.
Oh, all right, please. Quiet, everybody. 10 seconds. Oh, Tamor, be sure to watch out for your cue. And please, people, let's pick up the pace.
Nightmare in Act 2. I was baffled. They all had alibis. Suddenly, Miss Thorndyke pointed, her eyes wide with alarm.
There's someone outside the window!
Why, yes, Miss Thorndyke, it appears to be...
the Ice Cream Man!
But never mind that.
Suddenly, the storm puts the lights out.
And we were left with darkness. Then a scream.
Look out, he's got a nug!
A gun. A gun is what he's got. When the lights came back up, a smoking gun lay on the table. The maid lay dead, unable to name her killer. Nigel, Fair Service, lay mortally wounded. I'm dying!
Poor man was gone.
Never again to visit the scene of my boyhood in Surrey, romping with my school chums in the fens and spinnies.
Just then, the lights went out again. Nigel Fair Service was shot again.
It only grazed me. When the twilight bathed the hedgerows like a lambent...
The final bullet blew his head clean off his shoulders. All right, people, let's try to keep calm, although it's hard when the killer is among us.
Hi-ho, I'm Nigel's brother, Cedric, who I haven't seen since my boyhood.
And so died the last surviving member of the Fair Service family.
Boy, I sure didn't see that one coming.
Hello, I'm the Ice Cream Man. Years ago, I went to school with Nigel Fair Service. We used to romp in the fens and spinnies.
This is turning into a bloodbath.
This is why I prefer TV. You want to be able to see that stuff.
By this time, I was more baffled than ever, so I played a hunch. Hans, may I see your fingernails?
Why?
They seem a bit ragged for a butler.
Ah, fine. I'm not what I seem or hear. None of us is. I'm not a butler. I'm not even... German? Sit down, Inspector. You're about to hear a fascinating tale. Each of us holds a piece of the puzzle to relate to. When we finish, you will know the full dark secret of Nightmare.
Are you through with that, Hans?
Stay quiet, mother. Mother, I... Mother, I need to... When I was a small boy, I tried to death of my father. I kept the pain of that love very deep within, like a serpent coiled within a damp cave. That's it. I just couldn't take this girl off the table. Sorry about that, old tool. I guess we'll never hear from your fascinating piece of the puzzle.
Orioles, Dragon.
Orioles, Pippo. Good, the McAllister sisters stand back to back. I'm short on words. Thank you. What was your name again, dear?
Miss Thorndyke.
Thank you. And also Mr. Wing. And of course, one final bullet for myself. The mystery will die with me.
Ha! Well then, that pretty much wraps things up. Hans was a mass murderer, who to the surprise of everyone, the case was closed. And with a grateful shudder, I swore I would never return to Nightmare Inn.
No, well, we still have 9 minutes remaining. Perhaps we could have a little post-play discussion?
What?